Cijenjeni slušatelji, pratite program Radio Postaje Mir Međugorje. Rujan je sam po sebi kišovit i oblačan, no ni tako vrijeme ne sprječava hodočasnike da dođu u Međugorje. Penjući se na brda ukazanja, naš suradnik Mateo Ivanković susreo je skupinu hodočasnika iz Irske, od kojih su mnogi po prvi put došli u Međugorje. Hodočas će organizirao Liam Driver iz Engleske, a s njima je stigao i svećenik, otac John Egan. Poslušajmo što nam je kazao.
So my name is Father John Egan and I'm a priest from Ireland working in London. So I'm here with my group from Barking and other neighboring parishes and people from Ireland for our pilgrimage.
Zovem se svećenik otac John Egan. Ja sam Irac, došao sam iz svoje župe iz Engleske, iz moje župe su hodočasnici, a ima ih još iz okolnih župa iz Engleske.
So even though this I have come here many times, for me every time I come is like a first experience of blessedness of this place.
Iako sam ovdje bio mnogo puta, meni je svaki put osjećaj kao da je prvi put osjećaja blagoslova u ovome mjestu.
Our Lady is always working and I think the key always is to open our hearts. Sometimes we want to be quiet and not speak, but if it is like you put a lid on your heart, if you don't open it up and let your tears come, let your pain show itself, God will respect our free will. So I'm inviting all of us not to be afraid to open yourself to the mother and to Jesus.
Znači, ja vjerujem da Gospa uvijek ovdje radi. Važno je otvoriti naše srce. Nekada mi stavimo poklopac, zatvorimo naše srce. A važno je otvoriti srce i pustiti da izađu iz nas i suze i boli i pustiti da Bog radi u nama. Znači, ja nas svi upozivam da otvorimo naše srce da Gospa radi u nama.
It always excites me when I see people coming for the first time because you always remember your first time. And for me, it was quite an experience of not even knowing Our Lady was appearing. And I came to work on my tan, you know, my color. I had been on one holiday, now another.
Meni je uvijek velika radost kad ljudi dođu prvi puta u Međugorje, zato što se ja sjećam kad sam ja došao prvi put, ja nisam niti znao da se Gospa ovdje ukazuje. Ja sam došao iskreno da dobijem malo boje, da sunce me ugrije. Znači nisam niti znao da se Gospa ukazuje tu.
How merciful God is and Our Lady that they would, even with me, who was so self-centered, she would show her love to my life, even with all my drinking here in Medjugorje at night time. I was with a young woman. I was not a good person in my early 20s. And I was judging. I was pointing the finger at everyone here, thinking you were all crazy.
Kako je Bog milosrdan i Gospa milosrdni čak sa mnom, evo primjer, ja sam toliko bio fokusiran na sebe, ja sam došao sa nekih 20 godina tu i ja sam bio u Međugorju, sjedio u kafićima, pio sam, bio sam s nekom curom i tu sam bio sjedio i sudio sam druge i mislio sam da su svi ovdje okolo tu koji su došli ludi.
So it was right here actually, on this very mountain one evening, we were as a group praying the rosary and all of a sudden there was a girl fell to the rocks. I thought she had broken her kneecaps. It was actually Visca was having her apparition and I didn't even know. So I couldn't understand. I asked the tour guide and I said, what's going on? He said, our lady is here. And I said, who?
I zapravo što se desilo, jedno večer sam došao s grupom tu i jedna mlada cura je, u biti saznao sam da je vidjelica Vicka to bila poslije, je klekla na koljena i tu je bilo ukazanje. I pitao sam lidericu grupe šta se dešava i ona je rekla da je to Vicka i da se Gospa tada ukazala kad sam ja bio tu na brdu.
And so in that 10 minutes of apparition it was my opportunity. All of a sudden, like a miracle, I could open my heart. And there was a lot of pain in there. I had just lost my brother to cancer. He was 23 years old. I felt very guilty because he was the model child where I was the rebel. And yet, what privilege I was to experience the mother would come to me.
I u tih, ajmo reći, 10 minuta, znači ukazanja, to je bila velika milost što se spustila na mene, jer u meni je bilo puno tuge i boli, pogotovo što je meni brat malo prije toga umro, imao je 23 godine, umro je od raka. I osjećao sam se krivim zbog toga što on je bio kao bolji sin, ja sam bio taj koji je stvarao probleme, a on je bio bolji, a on je umro od raka, ja sam osjećao krivnju.
I remember leaving, coming down the hill here, running down. All I wanted to do was to go home and tell my mother that my brother was in heaven.
I sjećam se kako sam trčao da se spustim s brda dole, jer jedino što sam želio je da što prije odem doma i da kažem svojoj majci da je brat moj u nebu.
I had felt the closeness of God's presence, Our Lady, and I was 100% convinced that heaven existed. All my questions were answered, and I had such a transformation in 10 minutes.
Ja sam duboko osjećao odmah da je veliku Božju prisutnost i Gospinu prisutnost. Bio sam 100% siguran da je Bog živ i da je tu i bio sam uvjeren u to i onda sam se instantno promijenio u tih kratkih 10 minuta.
And I hope you have all taken advantage of your 10 minutes here and this hill of apparition, for Our Lady is truly present here in this place.
I nadam se da ste i vi također u ovih 10 minuta molitve ovdje isto iskoristili vrijeme u molitvi stvarno, jer Gospa stvarno je prisutna ovdje, živa.
U grupi hodočasnika iz Irske koji su ovih dana boravili u Međugorju je i Mary, koja će s nama podijeliti svoje iskustvo.
I came from London from St. Thomas More Catholic Church with Father John.
Došla sam iz Engleske i došla sam iz župe Svetoga Tomasa Mora iz naše župe u Engleskoj.
Father John told me about the Metigori because I always sick. I always sick. Every day sickness. When I told Father John about this sickness, he said if I can go to Metigori to tell our mother Jesus, everything will go, will leave me. And I believe I came with him. And since I stepped my foot on this city, all the sickness gone.
Meni je otac John govorio o Međugorju, ali ja sam njemu uvijek govorila imam puno bolesti, bolesna sam i osjećam bol i to mi je teško, ali evo od kad sam došla, iskreno od kad sam stala na ovu zemlju ovdje, nemam nikakve boli, ne osjećam nikakve bolesti.
And I'm taking this time to thank Father John and my sister Anne.
I želim zahvaliti evo ocu Johnu i mojoj sestri Anne.
For assessing me, they take care of me, and that lady there, I forgot her name, Sikto. She take care of me also, God bless them.
I zahvaljujem evo i ocu Johnu i sestri mojoj i ovoj gospođi koja mi je pomogla, što se brinu za mene, što su mi se pomogli popet.
I'm a Methodist before.
Ja sam bila u metodističkoj crkvi
prije. But now I'm a complete Catholic.
Ja sam sada potpuna katolkinja, znači sad za Uskrs je postala katolkinja.
Because I have testimony when I came to Catholic. In three weeks I came to the Catholic, I see difference in my life.
Evo, i postala sam katolkinja i vidim veliku promjenu u svom životu od kad sam katolkinja.
Yeah. Veronika je po prvi put došla u Međugorje.
Hi everyone, my name is Veronica and I've come with the group with Father John Egan. I live in Slough in Berkshire and I believe Our Lady invited me here today.
Zovem se Veronika i evo došla sam sa Father Johnom Eganom s grupom.
This is my first time in Međugorje.
I meni je ovo prvi puta u Međugorju.
Our Lady definitely invited me here.
Gospa me je pozvala ovdje.
I'm going through a lot of issues and I've come to a crossroads.
I prolazim kroz mnoge poteškoće i došla sam, mogu, kako bi rekla, na jedno raskrižje trenutno u životu.
I hadn't been at confession for 3 years.
Nisam se ispovedjela 3 godine.
And Our Lady opened my heart.
I Gospa mi otvorila srce.
And I was able to confess.
I uspjela sam se ispovedjet.
I feel that I'm beginning to get answers to this problem.
I već vidim da dobivam odgovore na ove moje probleme.
I'd like to thank our blessed mother for making it possible for me to be here.
Želim zahvaliti blaženoj djevici Mariji što mi je omogućila da mogu doći ovdje.
And to be part of such a lovely, caring, loving group of people.
I da mogu biti sa ovako divnim ljudima, divnom grupom.
Especially to Father John Egan.
I pogotovo zahvaljujem ocu Johnu Egan.
Liam Driver.
I Liam Driver koji je organizirao.
And of course, your beautiful self, I can't remember your name.
Svjetlana. Ja sam se i svoje vodički, evo Svjetlani.
So I know our Blessed Mary is with me.
I znam da je Gospa sa mnom.
Zahvaljujemo i mi Svjetlani Boras na prijevodu i svim našim hodočasnicima na svjedočanstvu.